Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? So how does your day go? You know, for most business people, from the moment you hit that front door to the moment you walk out, which is not 5 o'clock, you're probably staying much later, it's just a whirlwind of activity. Sometimes we are so busy doing stuff that we are doing tasks that we really don't think about business. We don't really think about our business. We think about the work that needs to be done. And the most successful business people analyze their business all the time. They think about what needs to be done. They have priorities. So there are two questions that you really need to ask. The first question you need to ask is, what are the three top priorities in your business? What are the three things today, not 6 months from now, not next week, but what are the three things that are important today that we need to get done? The second question you need to ask is, what are the three top problems that we have today that we have to resolve? It could be a problem in sales, could be a problem in customer service, could be a problem with accounting, could be a problem with anything. What is important today to get done? What is important today to move the business forward? If you get in the habit of asking that question all of the time, what's the three priorities that need to get done? What are the three problems that we need to resolve? The most important things, and you do that consistently day after day after day. It is your first question in, when you get there in the morning. It's the first question you ask after yourself after lunch. It's the first question you ask before you leave. And you start to look at it and you start to see that there are similarities in the problems or the challenges that you have. And when you see that there are similarities in the problems or the challenges that you have, then we have to say to ourselves, how are we going to change how we do business so we don't have the same problem all the time? When we're analyzing our business, which is what CEOs should be doing, when we're planning the strategy, when we're asking the next question, that's what makes us successful. Not reacting to things after they happen, but anticipating what needs to get done. And when things do happen, because as you know, things do happen, whether you want them to or not, you could have a perfectly peaceful day and all of a sudden, boom, all of these things happen at one time. If we're really taking care of the problems, if we're really anticipating the needs, if we're really looking at what are the three things we can do to make it better every single day, then as time goes on, it's amazing how well the business runs because we're dealing with what we have to deal with. We're not avoiding it. We're not ignoring it. We are not kidding ourselves and just hiding it and sweeping it under the rug, as they say. So think about this. I want you to be successful, but success comes from thought. CEOs, presidents, and business owners are thought people. They're thought generators. They're strategists. And yes, they do a lot of work too at the same time. But if you have to understand what's going on, what's working, what's not working, and then let's get to it and make it happen. And as the days go on, the business gets better and better, and life gets better and better because there's less and less stress. This is Howard Lewinter, and of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.